I am now joined by Marco Martinez, the coordinator of the Wenatchee Wine and Food Festival, and he's with Foothills Magazine, and Lynn Kelly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This Saturday, are you guys ready for the big event on Saturday?
You bet.
We'll be ready when the doors open.
You got 48 plus a couple 3 hours on top of that.
Exactly.
So for those of us who, like me, are relatively new to this area or maybe have never really heard of the Wine and Food Festival before, why don't you give us kind of the breakdown of what it is?
Okay, so this is our eighth year, and really it started 8 years ago as a way to, I guess, recognize the wineries that were winners in this wine judging we had started, NCW Wine Awards. And we decided to have an event and include some food, and it just kind of took off from there. That first year we had about 100 people attend, and it's grown every year since then, and the number of wineries participating has grown, and yeah, the number of people attending has grown. So it's kind of it's taken the step every year.
That's what I think about wine festivals. They seem to get bigger every year. Eight years in, you probably are getting, you're probably thinking like, I don't know how much bigger we can get. And then a couple of years from now, you'll be like, I don't know how much bigger we can get.
Exactly. Well, when did we add the cider and the beer?
That was a couple of years ago. The notion was, well, maybe the husband drinks wine, but the wife doesn't, or vice versa. They both want to go. Let's give something to the other person. So we started including a couple of breweries and cideries and distilleries, and there you have it.
So these NCW Wine Awards, so you guys do that back in the summer, or, well, I guess it is summer, but back in June. Now, is that where you just do the judging there, but nobody knows the winners until the festival on Saturday?
Exactly. So the judging this year took place in June, early June, and we compile all the results and we'll put them into the magazine that actually will be released the night of the event, at the event. We have disclosed what the big winners are from that judging. We had more than 260 entries from 30-plus wineries with a presence in our area. And the big winners were, here's the drum roll, thank you, on cue. So the big winners, what we call the superlatives, the best red wine was Seguillo Cellars up in Leavenworth. They have a tasting room. They're based over in Snohomish. The best white wine for the second year in a row was Crail Cellars with their Albarino. And the best rosé was from Jones of Washington.
Okay.
And the best dessert wine was Chateau Frère-Lapont for their port, which is outstanding. I can't get enough of it. It's really good. And beyond that, so of those four, they pick one best of show winner, and that went to the red blend from Seguillo Cellars. And all those wineries are going to be there Saturday night, so you have a chance to to taste these really superlative wines.
So you're getting to taste wine, but just not any wine. You're getting to taste really good wine.
Exactly.
I did notice that you guys are doing this, and it's benefiting the Wenatchee Valley Museum and Cultural Center. Sort of, what's the story behind that, why you guys did it, or maybe why that's kind of your goal?
Well, you know, they were the early beneficiaries of the wine bottle sales. So these wineries come, you can taste with the winery, and then the museum has a storefront out front, and the wineries bring their wine, and we sell by the bottle there for you to take it home, and the wineries generously donate their profit margin to the museum. So it's our second biggest fundraiser of the year. The Wenatchee World has always been a big supporter of the museum and helping maintain, you know, they document our history every day and at the Wenatchee World, and the museum helps maintain that history for posterity so that everybody can come in and learn about it.
Oh, and that's fantastic, because it's not like there isn't enough going on over at the museum today or this
exactly.
week or anything like that, as they are trying to decide on an executive director. But so you talk about these wineries being in our area. Like, what is sort of like your, when you think of the footprint of the wineries that we're looking at, what is kind of that range?
Well, we consider it North Central Washington, Chelan, Douglas, Grant, and Okanagan counties. Last year, we opened up the judging. Up until last year, the judging was open to any winery based in our region. Last year, we expanded it. We noticed there were more and more tasting rooms in Chelan, wineries that were based outside the area. So we thought, well, let's open it up to those wineries that are based elsewhere but operate in our region. And so we had some entries, more this year. And, yeah, this is the first year that we've had a winery that isn't based in our area win one of those superlative awards.
I wonder if at some point you're going to look at it and kind of almost have separate, like if you're based in Seattle, but you have a tasting room here, or versus if you're based here, and like you'll start having like so many awards, it's going to be the Academy Awards all over. I spend 3 hours just doing awards.
Well, the problem is sometimes things get too big and it's like it takes more people. I think we're kind of in a comfortable spot right now. We'll do this probably for another couple of years and take a look and say, how can we grow this thing, maybe manage it, do better with it.
There's also a food aspect of it. So let's talk a little bit about the food aspect.
Exactly. We have everything from lamb lollipops to lavender ice cream this year. There's just a great variety. Chateau Frère La Palme will be there with some dessert. We've got Lavender Creations, Flavor Boutique, Cafe Columbia. Visconti's is actually our wine glass sponsor, and they'll be there with both Visconti's and Cured. We have the Wenatchee Valley Convention Center. They'll be there with food and desserts.
India House,
Ina's Cafe. Lots and lots of great food this year.
It's almost like going back to the fair all over again.
Just to be clear, Kevin, you're not getting, you know, full serving. These are small bites along with the pouring. So when you go to the winery or the distillery or the cidery, you're not getting full pours. You're getting, you know, what should be 1 ounce pours. So it gives you a chance to try a lot of different things.
And not get overwhelmed with the,
Exactly. Exactly.
If you need to, make sure you have a designated driver if you have a lot of sampling you want to do.
Definitely. Taxi, Uber, and Lyft both operate in Wenatchee. Highly recommended.
So let's talk about getting into the show. We haven't had an opportunity to tell people how they can do that. So how do you get in? How do you be part of, not as a winery, but like if I wanted to go to the show, what do I need to know?
Okay. So you can go to WenatcheeWineandFood.com and there's a click there. You can click on tickets, I believe, and that'll take you to the next page where you can buy tickets. There's two levels, VIP and general admission. Bad news is VIP is sold out. We had 250 tickets sold out pretty quick, but general admission tickets are still available, and Lynn has the good news for those who haven't bought their tickets yet.
Haven't bought your ticket yet. You can use the code KPQ10, all capital letters, KPQ, the number 10, and we'll give you $10 off your admission.
How much is it normally then?
$45.
Oh, okay.
So this will be $35 for your listeners.
That's pretty darn nice.
It's a really nice deal, and tickets are available, you know, up to and at the door.
What does a ticket get you? Like if I go and buy the ticket and I go up to the door, what can I expect when I walk in with my ticket?
So it's a one ticket event. So what that means is you're not getting any tokens or anything like that. You walk in the door with your ticket and you hit the floor and you can taste as many wines, spirits, ciders, foods as you can take. Again, we recommend, we hope that people drink responsibly at this event. And it hasn't been a problem in the past. You don't see people falling down drunk or anything.
No, no.
I think people just want to try something new. I mean, they may have tried wine from a few different wineries, and this is a chance to try wines from wineries they haven't tasted before.
Yeah, something like, were you saying like 20 or 30 wineries?
31 wineries. Including, we have a couple coming from Walla Walla and Yakima. Actually, a couple from the Yakima area this year.
That's the great thing. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. And a really nice opportunity to talk to a lot of winemakers. You know, a lot of our wineries in this area are still have very hands-on winemakers, and a lot of them will be there that night, including Eagle Creek. Paul will be there, and he bottled our specialty wine that we have for our VIPs.
Yeah, so if you were lucky enough to act quickly and get a VIP ticket, you get a swag bag with it, and includes a bottle of wine. It has the Wenatchee Wine and Food Festival label, but the wine was produced very well by Paul Sharp up at Eagle Creek Winery. It's superb wine.
That's kind of a unique wine. It's something that is not, it's not like I can go to the grocery store and get this wine. You know?
No, there were 250 bottles made, so that'll be there. They get a specialty corkscrew and, you know, some other snacks and a nice insulated wine bag. So,
and I've been to events like these in the past, and it really is, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. Everybody's just kind of around having a good time. It's a good time to take friends, girlfriend's night, or maybe the guys want to go out and try a couple of beers or ciders, or maybe they're wine drinkers too. I'm a wine drinker.
There's a cigar bar. Riverhouse Cigars will be there. Lance Tigner will be out in the courtyard with him, playing his guitar, and that'll be lovely. And then inside we've got the Confluence Trio. So there's music. There's a photo booth. You can, you know, social media post yourself all over town, having a great time with all your friends. It really is a lovely evening out.
Just a reminder, we're talking about the Wenatchee Wine and Food Festival. It is this Saturday from 6 to 9 o'clock over at the Town Toyota Center. There are still tickets available over at WenatcheeWineAndFood.com. And if you go to buy a ticket, unfortunately, the VIP tickets are sold out. But there is general admission tickets available to you. And if you use the discount code KPQ10, that is KPQ, all capital letters, and the number 10, you'll get $10 off of your ticket. What are some of your favorite memories of the, this is the 8th edition, so what are some of your favorite memories from these first 7 editions of this?
You know, I think part of it is, you know, I lean towards the wine myself. I really enjoy wine. I don't have, you know, a complicated tongue. I can't tell, I just know I enjoy a particular wine. I can't tell you what flavors I'm tasting. Either I like it or I don't. And there's not a local wine that I tasted that I haven't really liked. So, but within the first couple of years, we had some new wineries I had never even heard of. And one of them was Beaumont Cellars. And they won the best of show one year. I hadn't even heard of them. And bam, you know, their wine was the best wine of the competition. And I wouldn't say it put them on the map, but it kind of helped them on their way. I think it helped them grow a little bit faster than maybe they were expecting to. And, you know, Pete Beaumont's a great winemaker. He makes great wine. Unfortunately, they won't be able to be there this year because of other commitments. But, again, we have 30-plus other wineries that are going to be there. So a lot of other stories to be told.
Well, and I drive by Beaumont, unfortunately, quite frequently, and I never stop at Beaumont, so I need to get in there. There's a lot of wineries I drive by in the day, but.
Well, and this is a great opportunity to go around and kind of taste a little bit about what they have and decide where you do want to stop next time you go by. You know, you drive by Silvera on your way up to Leavenworth. Do you ever stop? And, you know, so stop in and see them on Saturday night, taste a few things, and then decide whether or not you want to head out that way.
And I think the other nice thing, too, is how challenging is it to go up to Chelan, for example, and you want to go wine tasting in Chelan, and you get the map, and you look at how many places you can go. That's almost overwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. So to be able to hit all 31 in the course of 3 hours is just a lovely, lovely evening.
Does any of them, like, specialize? I mean, there's so many wine varieties. Are there wineries out there that are very much like, hey, we specialize in whites, or we specialize in cabs, or anything like that?
You know, I don't think it's gotten that point. In fact, I think it's almost the opposite. You know, I think of Cave B, which is going to be there. You know, he makes 17 different types of wine, and they're all from grapes grown on their property over there by the gorge. It's almost like a little experiment station. When you go out there, you can see the different varieties of grapes being grown. There are some wines that do lean one way more than the other. For example, Chateau Fair-la-Pompe makes a great red wine. They also do some whites, but, you know, Doug out there leans more heavily towards the reds, and I enjoy both of them from Doug. I mean, but I think, yeah, I don't think there are many wineries that are doing exclusively one type. There is one winery that's going to be there Saturday night. It's called Treveri Cellars. They do strictly sparkling wine. They're out of Wapato.
Yep.
So it's a chance to try some sparkling wines from outside of our area.
They're a relatively new winery, too, if I recall.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, when I lived in Yakima, there was kind of one winery up there, and then it kind of went almost dormant, and then, like, all of a sudden Treveri was there. Yeah. You can actually see it right off the freeway. It's right off the freeway if you ever want to swing by. So, I just want to make sure I can't hit this enough. Saturday night, 6 to 9 o'clock at WenatcheeWineAndFood.com. Make sure you guys get the tickets. Use KPQ10. I get that $10 off. Before we wrap things up here, because we don't have that much time left, anything else that people need to know about the festival?
It's at the Town Toyota Center.
Yes, Town Toyota Center.
I don't know if we've mentioned that or not. There are partners
in
this.
Yeah, we partner with Town Toyota Center.
They've been great partners. And then we've got our presenting sponsor is the Chelan, Port of Chelan, sorry, and Moss Adams.
Yeah. So for VIP ticket holders, remember, you can get there at 5 o'clock. You get the access to the floor 1 hour early, and then there's a VIP lounge, which is sponsored by Moss Adams.
Yeah.
That's where you can go if you want to take a break. All right, I've had 5 or 6 of the different wines and everything. I'm going to go take a moment, drink some water, and then I can go attack the floor again.
But there'll be plenty of good wines in the VIP lounge also.
Oh.
And plenty of water all over.
That's the key, I think, to a good wine tasting, is making sure that you know your pace, and then you drink plenty of water.
Exactly.
And eat food. And there'll
be
food there.
There'll be plenty of food, breadsticks, lots of ways to quench your palate.
Go on a full stomach. Exactly. That also helps.
Yes, it does.
Go on a full stomach. Eat some dinner or go there and have a lot of good quality food and then go to the wines.
There you go.
Lynn Kelly, Marco Martinez, talking about the Wenatchee Wine and Food Festival. Thank you so much for swinging by. For more details, make sure you go to WenatcheeWineAndFood.com.
Thank you so much.